Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to Autism and Scouting Radio, your source for acceptance, enrichment, inspiration, and empowerment within the Autism and Asperger's Scouting communities. Our show will be starting shortly. To listen to archives of previous broadcasts, visit www.autismempowerment.org and click on the Autism and Scouting or Autism Empowerment Radio tab. As a nonprofit charity, we rely on public generosity to fund our programs, special events, support services, and radio broadcasting. Thank you for considering a tax-deductible donation today. Our show is now beginning.
Hi, welcome and back to Autism and Scouting Radio. Sorry about that. My name is John Kreitcher, and I'm the Vice President of Operations for Autism and Autism Empowerment, and also the Program Director for the Autism and Scouting Program. Today's air date is Wednesday, February 20th, if you're listening live. If not, it's not February 20th, and you're listening to this via podcast. Welcome to our show, and I hope you enjoy it as always, and we always look forward to your feedback. Autism and Scouting Radio is part of the Autism and Scouting Program, and that's one of the core programs brought to you by Autism Empowerment. To get more information about Autism Empowerment and the Autism Empowerment Program after the broadcast, go ahead and visit us at www.autismempowerment.org. You can join us on Facebook and or Twitter. As I was going over my notes today, this is our 43rd show since we first launched Autism and Scouting Radio back in July of 2011. So it's just been an amazing ride. And we've now reached over 20,000 listens. So we're really starting to make a huge difference in changing the lives within the whole Scouting community. If you're interested in upcoming broadcasts or listening to any of the previous broadcasts, in archive via podcast, you can find all that information on our website, again, at www.autismempowerment.org. Or if you're listening on iTunes, you can go to iTunes and just search for Autism and Scouting. I'd like to thank my last guests, which included Stanley, Judy, and Peter Jesiewicz. Peter is a life scout on his way to Eagle, and we were able to talk to Peter and his family about the different issues he had to overcome, mainly in the areas of social issues, to better fit within the rest of his troop. He's really doing a great job right now, and he really feels like part of the group and part of his troop. So that's a wonderful story. Definitely do encourage you to go back and listen to that. Not many of us know really what it's like to be a twin. Today we get to have double fun. Because we have twins on, we have double we have two scouts, both second class scouts, on their journey in scouting. So that should be kind of fun. We're also going to celebrate their journey in scouting so far. We'll see what kind of special interests they have, what they like about scouting, kind of some of the different things that have been challenging to them, how they've overcome that. So we're going to be talking to them real briefly here. Just a quick note, we do have the twins' mom that will be either on a line with us or really close to the phone. One of the things that we take very seriously here at Autism and Scouting is the privacy of the families and of the scouts. So when you hear any scout on the air, we have the full blessing of their family, especially if they're under the age of 18. So with that, let's go ahead and welcome in our special guests today. We have Quentin and Augustus, and I believe we have Linda as well. Welcome back to Autism and Scouting Radio.
Hi, how are you?
Hi, Linda. Do we have the twins there as well?
Yes. Say hi. Hi.
Which one's Quentin?
Quentin. Hold on.
Hi.
Hi, Quentin. How are you doing today?
Good.
And is Augustus there?
Yeah.
Yeah.
How you doing, Augustus? How you doing today?
I'm good.
Awesome. So how old are you guys?
I'm 11.
I'm 11.
You're both 11 because you're twins, right?
Yeah.
So which one of you is oldest?
Quentin.
Quentin's oldest?
Yep.
So how do you like scouting so far? Let's start with Quentin first, and then we'll go with Augustus. So how do you like scouting so far?
It's good.
It's pretty good. What about you, Augustus?
It's okay.
It's okay. When did you first start scouting?
When I was a tiger.
So both of you guys started as tigers?
Yeah.
So, Augustus, what did you like best about Cub Scouting?
Probably the trips.
The trips? What kind of trips did you go on?
Well, we went to the museum.
What kind of museum was it?
Oh, the Liberty Science Center.
Oh, very cool. What about you, Quentin? What was your favorite kind of memories of Cub Scouting?
The Pinewood Derby.
Oh, the Pinewood Derby. That's always a favorite. Did you have a pretty cool-looking car?
Usually.
Did you help with it, or did your parents kind of do most of the work? What did you say?
I helped with it.
Awesome. And what did it look like?
I had one that was multicolored and one camo one.
And one camo. What about you, Augustus? Did you like the Pinewood Derby?
Yeah.
What were your cars? What did your cars look like?
Well, I had a Lego one.
A Lego?
And a multicolored one.
Did you guys do any hiking or camping as Cub Scouts?
Yeah.
Did you like that?
Yeah.
What was your favorite part of the hiking and the camping?
Well, for Boy Scouts or Cub Scouts?
They're for Cub Scouts.
Probably hanging out with my friends.
Very nice. And that's Augustus, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Sorry. So Augustus, was there any challenges that you had in Cub Scouting?
No.
No, that's pretty good. So it was pretty easy for you for the most part?
Yeah.
And what about you, Quentin? Did you have any challenges at all?
No.
Well, that's good. Quentin, how did you like the transition from Cub Scouts to Boy Scouts?
Boy Scouts was better.
Boy Scouts is better. Well, why is Boy Scouts better?
Because there's better trips.
Better trips?
Yeah.
Well, what kind of trips have you been on so far?
A bike trip, and I've been to Forestburg, and that's all I remember.
Augustus, have you gone to any of the summer camps?
Yeah, it's Forestburg.
Forestburg?
Mm-hmm.
Did you like that?
Yeah.
What did you do at summer camp?
Well, we took merit badges. I did photography and fingerprinting. And that's it.
What about you, Quentin? Did you like camp?
Yeah.
What kind of merit badges did you take there?
I got mammal study and swimming.
Well, that's good that you got swimming out of the way, because that's an Eagle required merit badge, huh?
Yeah.
And so, what else did you guys do at summer camp that you liked?
I did buckskin.
What's buckskin?
It's like a first year program.
Can you explain it a little bit? Talk. What kind of things you did during the program?
You did rank advancement, and you made like a fire and stuff.
Oh, you got to make fire. Both of you guys like making fires?
Yeah.
You sleep overnight.
Are you guys good at making fires?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, as far as the hiking goes, do you have guys done any hiking yet in Boy Scouts?
No.
We're going to be done.
Are you guys going to be going doing any hiking at all?
Yeah.
Where are you guys going to be going there?
Wait, what?
Where are you going to be going hike? Do you know where you're going to be doing the hiking?
We're not sure, but we're going to be training to get ready to do a 50-miler, so we have to get them ready for it.
Oh, 50-miler, that's brutal. My oldest, who's actually a Life Scout.
I mean, like, what?
my oldest, who's a Life Scout, and he has Asperger's, and he's not a big hiker, but we're headed off this summer to Sea Base, so he's looking forward to that.
Awesome.
So as far as Boy Scouts goes, what do you think the biggest challenge was going from Cub Scouts to Boy Scouts?
Probably missing my friends.
Missing your friends? Could some of your friends go to different troops?
Yeah.
What about you? What about you, Augustus?
I did.
That was Augustus. So what about you, Quentin?
What was the question?
What was the biggest difference or challenge that you've had going from Cub Scouts to Boy Scouts?
Probably losing most of my friends because everybody else went to a different troop.
That's kind of difficult. So you've been in the troop now, what, about a year?
Yeah.
So have you been able to make new friends?
Yeah.
And you guys both actually just recently made second class, correct?
Yeah.
So you guys are on that way to first class. How close are you guys?
We're like two things away.
Do you guys feel like you compete against each other?
Yeah.
Well, what do you think Quentin, what do you think you are better at than your brother?
I think I'm better at the mammal study than him because I know more about animals.
No, you don't. It's like you failed the first time.
So you think you're better at mammal studies. What about you, Augustus? What do you think you're better at than your brother?
I'm better at swimming.
Better at swimming? Because both of you guys took those merit badges, right?
No, I couldn't because I hurt my hand.
Oh, so, okay. So you think you're a better swimmer than your brother?
Yeah.
Do you guys both have your eye on going all the way up to Eagle?
Yep. Yeah.
Who do you think will make it there first?
Me.
Me.
Well, that's okay. That gives you a little bit of competition to keep each other on track, huh?
Yep. Yeah.
By at least 11 minutes.
So. Is there a merit badge out there that you think that you want to take that you looks kind of interesting that you haven't yet?
Probably rifle.
Rifle? And what about you?
Rock climbing.
Rock climbing. So you guys are more into more of the outdoors types of sports?
Yeah.
What about any of the science or technology ones? You guys into
yeah,
any of those?
Yeah, I'll do probably.
My oldest, there's a new merit badge coming out next month called gaming, and he really wants to get that one because he's into computers and that kind of stuff.
I'll do it.
You'll do it? Very nice. So have there been any challenges besides the friends, integrating in your troop at all?
No.
Now, are both of you guys in the same patrol?
Yeah.
Yes.
So, have you guys both ran for senior patrol leader yet?
No.
No, not yet? So, how big is your guys' patrols?
Like six kids each.
So, you
have
about six?
Two patrols.
Well, that's still pretty good. So, are there a lot of is it a lot of younger scouts or a lot of older scouts or what's kind of the mix of your troop?
Younger.
Do you like that?
Yeah. Because then I could talk to more people.
Very good. And then socially, so you don't have any issues socially integrating and feeling feeling you're having a good time as well?
Yeah.
What do you think the biggest challenge of reaching Eagle Scout will be?
Probably the speech, the 5-minute speech.
Oh, for communications?
Yeah.
Why do you think that'll be a big challenge for you?
Because I'm not really good at remembering speeches.
No, it doesn't say that you don't have to, you can have notes.
Yeah, you have to remember them, right?
What about you? What do you think your biggest challenge will be?
Probably the same thing.
Same thing. So do you guys tend to like the same things, or do you guys tend to like different things?
Different.
Now, Quentin, what is your favorite? Do you have like a special interest that you really like to talk about?
Not really.
No, you can kind of. What about you, Augustus? Do you have anything that you specifically like to that interests you?
No.
No, pretty easygoing kids, huh?
Yep.
Then you don't give your mom or your parents any problems?
We do.
What kind of problems do you give your parents?
Fighting.
Yeah. So you guys kind of like so you guys kind of want to kind of get on each other's nerves sometimes?
Yeah.
Why do you think you guys get on each other's nerves?
Because he's annoying. Because he's a little brat. A little squirt-headed brat.
All right.
Okay, so both of you guys love each other, it sounds like. That's actually very common.
Chewy. Nasty.
Okay, so we're having a little bit too much fun here, I think. Are you guys having fun so far?
Yeah.
Maybe? Okay. Thanks for saying yes, because that makes me feel a little bit better. Anyways, Quentin, if you were to describe what the best thing about scouting is, what would you say?
You can meet new friends, and then they can be your better friends.
Oh, very nice. So you've met some pretty nice people in scouting so far?
Yeah.
Very nice. What about Augustus? What do you think? What is the biggest thing that you found that you liked about scouting?
Probably vine swinging.
Vine swinging? Can you tell us about the vine swinging?
Well, there's a vine on a tree, and you have to cut the bottom off, and you can swing around it.
At Hearthstone Woods.
Yeah,
very neat. So it's kind of like you get to be kind of like Tarzan or something, huh?
Yeah.
Swing from the trees.
Yep.
And what do you think? What do you like least about the scouting program?
Probably writing.
The what?
The writing part.
Oh, the writing part.
Yeah.
That's pretty difficult. What my son typically does when he has to write something out, he'll actually use the computer to type it out. And because it's kind of similar type of thing where he's still doing the writing, but that's a big challenge for him as well. What about knots? Do you guys have any challenge with knots?
Yes.
What's the hardest part about the knots for you guys?
The lashings are the hardest.
Is that the
same
thing?
Yeah, probably the lashings.
Yeah. It's kind of difficult sometimes getting they can get confused on which way they go, huh?
Yeah.
Do you have a good senior patrol leader to help you guys with that kind of stuff?
Yeah.
That's good. I mean, that's always really helpful to have a good strong senior patrol leader, huh?
Yeah.
Now, what kind of part of being the next couple ranks that you're coming up to, first class, star, life, you're going to be needing to do some service within the troop as far as the leadership position. Quentin, have you thought about what kind of position you'd like to take?
Senior patrol leader.
You excellent. You want to be senior patrol leader. I love it. What about you, Augustus?
Senior patrol leader.
Copier.
That's okay. You know, that's a great goal. Are there any other positions within the troop that you'd like to have?
Probably, patrol leader. Patrol leader.
Patroller. Because there's a lot of important, positions like quartermaster.
Yep.
There's the chaplain's aide. If you guys have a website, there's a webmaster.
Yeah, we have that.
So those are kind of fun. Those are kind of cool positions, too, because my son was actually the first webmaster in his troop, and that's actually become a really important role.
We have webmaster.
What?
We have webmaster.
Very cool. That's actually a pretty cool patch as well to have. So are there any kind of cool patches? Speaking of patches, are there any kind of cool patches that you guys like? Or have earned?
Mammal study, photography,
the skiing.
The which one?
I want the skiing one?
Cooking.
I want the skiing one.
The cooking, the fishing.
You have fishing.
Yes.
So you guys both did cooking already?
Yeah. And
that's
fishing.
That's really good that you guys did cooking. You know why?
Why? Because you know how to cook.
That's the important part. But starting in January of 2014, that's actually going to be an Eagle required merit badge. So that's actually good to have that one already done and taken care of. But more importantly, you can cook for yourself then, and then you can cook for your mom if you want. Right?
Never.
Never, ever.
Now, it's interesting that you brought up cooking. Do you guys have any like food issues or sensory issues when it comes to taste or anything like that?
Pancakes.
No. Your favorite food, pancakes?
No, waffles.
Waffles.
Chocolate? No. You have to have waffles or ice cream, chocolate chips, syrup. And the strawberry.
Right, wait a
and cherry.
Quentin said he has smell issues.
He has smell issues? So, Quentin, talk about your smell issues. What's the worst smell that you can think of?
Cabbage.
Cabbage?
Yeah.
My wife would agree with you on that one. what about camping? Do you guys have any, when you guys go out camping or anything, are there any issues?
This kid in our troop, he eats so much chili and he farts so bad.
Sorry about that. So that really bothers you then?
Yeah, because it smells horrible.
But sometimes they can't eat certain foods on the camping trip.
Oh, okay. So sometimes the food it doesn't agree with you, especially chili. I can imagine how that went agree with you. So what's as far as going out and in the meetings? Do you like going to the meetings?
Yeah.
No. No. Okay.
I just want to go to.
Because a lot of times there's different parts of the meeting, you know, like the game part and the skills instruction. What do you guys think of the most important part of that is?
The games.
The games. What's your favorite game to play during
the Steal game? The Bacon.
Which was it?
Steal the Bacon.
Steal the Bacon? We played that many times in our troop as well. And so when it comes to that kind of time, you kind of have fun with that?
Yeah.
Now, do you support your other brothers and sisters in scouting?
Yeah.
Now, how do you guys do that?
Quentin actually helps out with the Davy Girl Scouts when I need extra hands.
Because you guys have, how many brothers and sisters do you have?
five brothers and two sisters.
There's seven altogether.
There's still, and your sisters are twins as well, correct?
Yeah.
And so do you like helping them out in scouting too?
No, lame.
Well, you know what? Part of you're going to have to do is a lot of service hours. So that's a great way to give back and is to help your brothers and sisters out too.
And they also they do like service hours for the church and stuff too, because it's a church based unit.
Excellent. So if you were Augustus,
yeah.
If you were to tell someone, say, and you're trying to get someone to join scouting, what would you tell them and say, hey, you need to join scouting because why?
There's cool merit badges, you can build stuff, there's cool merit badges, you can take pictures, meet new friends, and stuff like that.
What about you, Clinton?
You can meet new friends, and there's games, and there's good snacks.
And good snacks?
Yep.
Well, good snacks is very important. I know that. I know when we go camping, usually the Cracker Barrel always consists of Oreo cookies. So, is that pretty common for you guys too?
Filipino rolls are the best.
Which kind?
The Filipino.
Oh, okay. The Filipino.
In our troop, his mom makes Filipino egg rolls.
Oh, very nice. Very nice. So we have about 3 minutes left. What do you think? If you were to tell a scoutmaster about how to be a better scoutmaster, what would you tell them?
More games. More games.
Both of you would say more games. What about any type? Would you say games with that involve skills or just general games?
Games.
Dodgeball.
Volleyball. Kickball. Football. Soccer.
Also,
kill the carrier.
Also being patient.
Lame.
What? So it sounds like you really have a lot of good times in scouting, huh?
Yeah.
So we're just about to wrap up. I mean, this half an hour has gone by very quickly. Hopefully you've liked it. And again, thank you if you didn't like it by saying that you did. I appreciate that. I think I had a lot of fun. We got definitely got to know both of you pretty well. Is there anything, Augustus, that you'd like to share with people out there and to say, talking about scouting at all?
Anything you want to say about scouting at all?
Have world peace!
Have world peace. That is an excellent thing to leave people with. Okay. What about you, Quentin?
Eat more cookies!
Cookies. And Linda, the mother of seven kids on kids in scouting, what do you have to leave our audience with?
Just remember to be patient, and you can see they get to be a little rowdy, but we all have a lot of fun.
You know what? I've totally enjoyed this, and hopefully you've enjoyed it as well.
Yes, and I'm sorry we got on so late. It was a little bit crazy here before I called in. So,
Noah, you came in perfect timing, and it was wonderful. I think hopefully the boys had a good time.
Yes.
Definitely, it was probably one of the most enjoyable interviews I think I've had in a long, long time. So I don't think I've laughed as much. So.
I bet.
No, you're the best.
you need to get an autism and scouting patch and send that to them, so because I think that would be an interesting patch for them to have.
You know, we actually are working on an autism and scouting patch, and we're looking to do that. One of the cool things too is we're going to be one of our friends who's an author. He has written a book called Secret of the Song Shelf. He'll actually be sending the boys a copy of his book.
Cool.
Where the main character is in the book has Asperger's, so
awesome.
And it's written, And it's written for kind of, you know, 5th, 6th, 7th grade type of kids. So you'll also be receiving that as well.
Thank you. And they just called Augustus called Shotties on reading it first.
Well, I'm gonna try to see about getting each of the boys a book, so they can have their own book. So
thank you so much. All right, I'll talk to you later, John.
Thank you so much.
All right,
and hopefully everyone had a good time on that one. That was definitely, I told you it was gonna be double the fun, and it definitely was. I really appreciate Quentin and Augustus being in, and their mom, Linda. Linda was on the show about 2 weeks ago, where we talked about being a mom with 7 kids on the autism spectrum, all within scouting. Currently, 6 of them are in scouting, but at one point, all of them were in scouting. So definitely, if you haven't listened to that show, go back and listen to it. It's been a very, very popular show. I think it's had almost 1,000 listens to just that show alone. So I know this one will be very popular. Thank you again for tuning in. We really had a fun time today. I had an enjoyable time. Not too many times when you can talk about scouts and farting and just laugh about it. So I totally enjoyed it. Thank you very much for coming and tuning into Autism and Scouting Radio.
You've been listening to Autism and Scouting Radio, your source for acceptance, enrichment, inspiration, and empowerment within the autism and Asperger's scouting communities. To listen to archives of previous broadcasts, visit www.autismempowerment.org and click on the Autism Empowerment Radio tab or visit our Autism and Scouting page. Thank you so much for listening.
Thank you, everyone, and have a wonderful day.